Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less. Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business. Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Markwell Russell here, the King of Client Attraction. Welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. Now, in this episode, I'm going to nerd out a little bit. I'm going to tell you about the most influential books that I read in 2020 and why. Now, what I'm going to start with is probably a book that is probably my now favorite business book, right? So much so that I actually give it to all of our mastermind clients. And it's called The Road Less Stupid. Now, The Road Less Stupid is by Keith Cunningham. Keith Cunningham is actually, if you ever read Rich Dad, Poor Dad or heard Robert Kiyosaki talk about Rich Dad, Poor Dad or Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Keith Cunningham is essentially Rich Dad, right? And The Road Less Stupid was powerful on so many levels. And two of the biggest things I took away from it is number one is having these thinking time sessions. Most entrepreneurs, if you ask them, do they carve out time every week to just sit down and do nothing but think and like put pen to pad based on those thoughts and shut everything off? 99.9% of them would say no, because I know I definitely didn't. And anybody who I typically ask who haven't read the book, they typically say no as well. Now, with a few exceptions, right? So that was a game changer for me. So now I start implementing that immediately. So now I typically do some, it's not perfect, but my goal is to do two, maybe three thinking time sessions every month. I mean, every week for about 30 to 45 minutes, jotting down stuff. And you sit down with these specific thinking time questions. So you have some prompts when you get started. So that's number one. Number two is having specific dashboards that you're reading in your business. So like, because like the dashboard we always talk about is you want to have a marketing dashboard so you can see your marketing numbers, your sales dashboard so you can see your sales numbers, and like your operations and your success and your finances, of course, that's a fourth one from a dashboard standpoint. So that's number one. Number two, I would also say extreme revenue growth. Extreme revenue growth is by this guy named Victor Chang. He basically breaks down his extreme revenue growth formula. I'm not going to break the whole thing down, but one of the biggest things we took away from it is like a lot of the stuff we already have in place, which I think has equated to our extreme revenue growth, right, as a company. But one of the biggest things was like us honing down even more. One of the biggest things was like having a competitive advantage. Now we have multiple competitive advantages, right? This actually motivated me and inspired me to actually dig a little deeper into what exactly is our competitive advantage and narrowing in on that. And another thing that we did was standardized all our procedures. So we had a lot of SOPs, standard operating procedures in our business already, but that made a thing that was like, it was like a company-wide thing, like standardizing everything that you do. Now we created these in our particular company. So that's two. Number three is what would the Rockefellers do? Now, crazy story, I already had this book. My uncle mentioned it and recommended I read it. And I actually already had it on my bookshelf. What would the Rockefellers do is by Garrett Gunderson from The Wealth Factory. And basically it breaks down what he calls the Rockefeller method. But basically what it is leveraging cash value insurance policies to grow wealth in your family. He talks about how the Rockefellers and other very wealthy families, they all use cash value insurance, and talk about typically we're taught, you know, to get term insurance, but he talks about whole life policies and like how to leverage those whole life policies to actually build wealth for generations and generations and generations to come. So I would say those are the three big ones. And I would say number four is what I'm listening to right now. I'm almost finished with it. It is called Simplify. Now, Simplify is by Robert Koch. Robert Koch, he wrote a book called 80-20 Rule, a lot of 80-20 Principle, and a lot of other cool stuff. And he's actually done over $300 million in business, buying businesses, growing businesses, and all that good stuff. And this book called Simplify is about how the top business in the world succeed. I mean, he talks about profit simplifiers with price simplifiers and proposition simplifiers, and how if you want to be a price simplifier, you can do that. But if you want to be a proposition simplifier, which we are as a company, it's a total game changer. And I would highly recommend getting all four of those. But those are the top four off the top of my head. We already read and listened to many of them. I can probably do like an hour long episode on these. But if I was to say my top four right off the top of my head, it would definitely be those four. So those are my top four most influential books of 2020. Check them out. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.